Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Oil Barons are 5-3 winners here tonight over the visiting Calgary Mustangs. Joined now on the post-game show by head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, it was a bit of a back-and-forth chess match where the Mustangs continued to find a way to capitalize despite periods where the Oil Barons were just heavily outshooting them on the shot clock. But how do you kind of assess this game and look at the 5-3 victory tonight?
You chalk it up as a 5-3 victory and you move on.
Not happy with the team's performance tonight?
We gave up 10 scoring chances in the third period. So when you're trying to lock down and you're trying to play a brand that, you know, you're going to need to play when come playoff time, and you've got veteran guys that can't get pucks in deep or turnover. We've got a 2-on-1 where the third guy high rather than staying high on a 4-on, you know, protecting a 4-3 lead. He gets caught as well. And they turn around, they just give up an odd man rush. We've got a defenseman that holds the line, flips pucks. I don't know how many pucks we tried to flip today. I don't know whether that's the new way to pass. You know, then maybe I missed. You know, I wasn't here for a practice, so maybe all the guys just worked on that. But we flipped a lot of pucks that didn't get through. And full credit to Calgary. I mean, they're a team that, you know, hangs around. And, you know, they're a team that the longer, you know, they can keep it closer, the more now it's chance. You know, I thought that we got lucky there. You know, we should have two or three penalties in the third period as well. And, you know, luckily they didn't get called. But, not an effort that, you know, you want to build, you know, off of the results and the effort that we had last weekend. But we're not going to get too far ahead this year if we continually take two steps forward and one steps back.
Tom, tonight JC scores his first two goals of the season. How do you feel that the 20-year-old player played tonight?
I thought he was real good. I thought him and Gunner were on for the first, I think, six goals, whether they were the three goals for or the three goals against. I mean, they were on the ice. But I mean, you know, JC is a savvy veteran on our team. You know, we rely on him on a lot of different situations. You know, I know that he puts a lot of pressure on himself in terms of, you know, statistics and scoring goals. So it was good to see him get rewarded. I think he had 3 points tonight. But again, when I look at it, you know, he played well, moved the puck. So, you know, definitely, you know, something that we expect from a 20-year-old veteran.
He was a little banged up earlier on in the year. Did you feel maybe his skating's up to where he wants it to be? He looked like he was a little bit quicker out there tonight, maybe.
I didn't really notice any difference in JC skating. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, works hard and somebody that we, you know, rely on in key situations. And, you know, he's a leader on our team, both on the ice and off the ice. So I didn't really notice anything different in his skating.
Tom, tonight the Oil Barons got a ton of shots. They are peppering Abel. Were the players frustrated on the bench that they weren't converting on all those shots?
Well, I mean, you obviously get frustrated, and it's easy when, you know, in the first period, you know, I thought that we finally got off to a good start. One of the things we talked about before we came out on the ice, one of the advantages we've always had here historically in Fort McMurray is the fact that teams travel up here the day of the game, and, you know, we want to jump on teams and, you know, get an early lead on them, and we actually did that today. You know, we scored early, and, you know, so, you know, you want to keep your guys focused and grounded and make sure that you've got, you know, 20 guys all on the same page rather than, you know, everybody on their own little page. So it gets frustrating, but, you know, we continually try to reinforce the fact that we had to do the little things and, you know, keep throwing the pucks at the net. Good things will happen, and you know, we got rewarded at the end of the day.
Tom, you mentioned Jack Hamley a couple weeks ago about his strong play, and he was a player that wasn't getting a lot of mentions because maybe he wasn't putting up the big points, but he scores a huge goal for you in that third period off a great rush from Ryan Conroy. What have you liked from Jack of like, and did you feel Jack had a strong game this evening?
Yeah, Jack's been real good for us. I think he's one of those players that has probably been one of our most consistent players, not somebody that necessarily shows up on the score sheet every night, but takes key face-offs for us, kills penalties. You know, he's playing harder on his stick. I think that, you know, he took it upon himself to dedicate himself through the off season. So he's a little bit stronger. He's a little bit quicker. You know, he's working on, you know, just shooting the puck and, you know, some offensive skills. But, I mean, Jack, again, is another player that we rely on in a lot of different situations. And quite honestly, I mean, it's easy to sit there and, you know, think Will Connolly's having a great year, which he is. He's scoring a lot of goals. But if we were looking at a guy that's been just consistent night in and night out, I think Jack's definitely, you know, one of the leaders on our team.
Tom, you mentioned in the pregame show that the Calgary Mustangs like to use stretch passes. Do you feel like you were able to limit those opportunities tonight?
Well, you have to be aware of it. I think that sometimes when you get caught, you know, just staring in front of you, sometimes you lose track of who's behind you. But I mean, whether they went D to D or whether they went up, they tried to go through the middle of the ice. So we told our defensemen to stay in between the dots. So luckily, I don't think we gave up other than, you know, one of our defensemen getting beat there, you know, in the third period. I don't think we gave up a breakaway. So, you know, all in all, I think that was one of the things that we did well.
Tom, last question here. As you look to put this one behind you and you'll face a very good Sherwood Park Crusaders team, what are you hoping to see from your squad tomorrow night, and what are you expecting from the Crusaders?
Well, the thing that's frustrating here is, again, today we only had 11 hits. We're not really making teams pay a physical price by playing our type of game. So we're going to have to be a little bit more physical. Sherwood Park's a big, strong team. They've got some big guys on the back end, and they're going to make it tough to get to those scoring areas. Talk about team toughness being, you know, willing to go to areas where you know you're going to get slashed or whacked and you still go there rather than staying perimeter. So it'll be a challenge, but we're going to actually regroup here tomorrow. We're going to have a good video session, you know, because we need to address some areas, and hopefully we'll get a better effort because, again, it's a divisional game, and it's, you know, you can almost call it 4 points. And, you know, when you're up at the top, everybody's shooting for you. So you need to make sure that we have a better effort today. And we can protect the win today with a good effort tomorrow. And, you know, as you've heard me say numerous times, you know, it's the effort that we get tomorrow that's going to leave that taste in our mouth for the week of practice. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of a better effort tomorrow.
Tom, appreciate the time as always, and congratulations on the 2 points here tonight.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.